The Hard Shoulder on News Talk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, we now go to the national burning question. One of my more likeable colleagues in here is a guy called Simon Tierney. He's the author of Stuff That Changed the World. He works on Sean Moncrief's show. And Simon's new podcast series, Sprog Pod, right? A podcast for new mums and dads, is available on iTunes, Spotify and all platforms. We had to ring Simon because there's a study out now that in the choice of showers or baths, they did this survey over 19 years in Japan, 30,000 people, and they found that those that have baths instead of showers had a 28% lower risk of having a heart attack, cardiovascular disease, and 26% lower risk of stroke. Simon, what's your take on this? What's the history of baths?
It's an interesting one, Ivan. Good evening. It's quite a large study group, this. There's a very big sample, as you said, 30,000 people. And I suppose the reasons that they seem to feel that taking a hot bath on a regular basis helps to decrease levels of cardiovascular disease is because immersing yourself in hot water increases your heart rate and your blood flow and things like that. I'm no scientist, but apart from that, taking a bath is a very pleasurable experience. I mean, I don't know where you take your ablutions.
I'd have a shower once a week. I mean, that'd cover me. Like January, I might have it twice a month. But I mean, like,
you're living in the 1950s.
Well, I'm from the country. I mean, the point is this: you've recently got a bath installed yourself.
I recently installed a bath in my apartment, Ivan, and it's changed my life. Now, like yourself, not quite as filthy as you, but I would have taken a shower. And now I'm taking a bath probably every two or three nights. Now, I do take showers in between those. But the experience of taking the bath is an interesting one because it forces you to slow down and it takes time. And this tells us a lot about the history of the of personal hygiene, because the bath went out in the 1930s and 1940s, certainly in America, which was more industrialized than us, because suddenly people were commuting to work, they were living in the suburbs, they were leading busier lives, and the shower represented a much quicker way to clean yourself in the morning when you needed to race to work. So the bath represents everything that is the antithesis of modern busy lives. So it's an opportunity to take a step out of that. Would you give it a go, Ivan?
Well, no. I mean, a little source, a birdie, told me in relation to your own bathing arrangements that you have candles, you play music, you have huge bubble baths, you're even getting a bath pillow, and your partner wears a bath hat. I mean, this seems a lot more than a bath.
Yeah, we call it the spa. So essentially, what you want to do is, and I recommend that you try this at home in Wexford, that you set it up with very low lighting, with candles all around the bath. You create some meditation music and perhaps bring your favorite tipple along with you, whether that's a can of lager or a glass of champagne, whatever it might be. And in this age of the coronavirus, perhaps we all have a little bit more leisure time at our disposal. Now is never been a better time to try out a bath.
And just going back through history,
sure.
And you know, your Stuff That Changed the World book. What was there a time that public baths, I don't know if it was Roman times or whatever, were seen as sort of centres of nudity between men and women where they mingled and had sex?
For sure. I mean, I've had personal experience of this, perhaps not quite as extreme as you say, but I found myself, and I talk about this in my book, I found myself a few years ago in the Rudas bathhouse in Budapest. I'm sure some of your listeners who visited Budapest will have gone there. It's an ancient bathhouse in that wonderful city. And when you go, I was approached on the entrance by a very large, burly man. And I was wearing my swimming togs. And he said, sir, you're going to have to remove those. And he handed me what is a loincloth. This is something which was very popular in antiquity, Ivan. And it's a rather precarious garment. It covers the front of the naked body, but everything in the posterior area is nothing is left up to the imagination. And I had to wear this in the Rudas bathhouse. And this is exactly how it would have been in the Caracalla baths in Rome, come to mind, the third wonderful third century baths there. But this was a communal, a public activity. People didn't necessarily, unless you were very wealthy, you didn't have a bath in your house. So it was something that was a rather sociable activity. Business would have been done in the bathhouses.
And Simon, when you immersed your tender nethers into the water of the Rudas bathhouse, what happened to the loincloth?
Well, I mean, I don't need to tell you, Ivan, but you can imagine
it floated away, did it?
The laws of physics meant that the loincloth floats immediately to the surface. So the function of the loincloth is rendered rather defunct as soon as you enter.
Can I say to you that I am a convinced shower fan? A, it gives you positive energy. It's quicker. It uses less water, and the power showers refresh you in the morning.
Yeah, but Ivan, you see, I mean, this is typical of you now because you're racing around doing a million things at once. Of course, the shower suits you. What I'm suggesting is that in this age of the coronavirus, that you can take a moment to sit with your thoughts. Wouldn't that be a lovely thing to do?
More than your thoughts you're sitting with the bath oils, the candles and all the stuff, paraphernalia that's going on. Right. Well, this is below the watershed, literally. My thanks to Simon Tierney, News Talk colleague here, author of Stuff That Changed the World. And if you want to get more stuff from, go on to Sprog Pod and you'll find out other distressing information. Right. Lots more to come, including whether construction sites should be regulated to control the virus.